This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, 2:15 on your Saturday, arvo. Thanks for spending it with me. You're on Bandcamp with Adam. And we just heard from our next guest with her latest single, Every Star is a Setting Sun to Someone. Welcome to Joy and Bandcamp, Emmy Bryce.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Now, can we kick things off? We have just heard the single. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
The single itself is in the song?
Yeah. I'm a bit nosy, so I like to find out what songs are about and how they came about, I guess.
Absolutely. Look, that song in particular is, do you know if you're ever sitting on a beach and you kind of wonder, maybe this is just me, but you're sitting on a beach and, or a, you know, a garden, you're looking up in the stars and you're kind of wondering if there's, like, if there's anyone else out there doing the exact same thing at the exact same time, and you kind of go into that weird trippy thing of, oh, yeah, parallel worlds and all kind of random things. So it's really kind of a nonsense song, but about that.
Cool. Before we sort of get stuck into the interview, can you give us your background as an artist, how you sort of came to be releasing music?
Yeah, well, myself, I'm pretty much a self-taught muso.
Yeah.
Going back in the day, I did VCE music, but it's pretty much just been mostly self-taught along the way.
Cool.
I've done a lot of cover band stuff in my time.
Nice to have some original stuff out
there.
It
is. Look, I love playing my original stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been playing for around 10 years now. And I didn't even think about that until yesterday. And I was like, wow, I've been playing for 10 years.
Yeah.
But it's really only been the last couple of years that I've really pushed my own original stuff.
Okay.
I've released two EPs before, one a couple of years ago, a real pop EP, and then in 2010, a folk EP.
Cool.
And now this new release that's coming up next year, so the single's being released, and then next year the EP will come out, and it's really that pop but kind of a lo-fi version of.
Okay, cool. So you've gone back to the pop roots
more
than the folk. How did the folk come about? Did you just think, I'll just give it a go?
No, I've been influenced a lot by folk kind of musicians and Jewel and Angie Hart and...
Cool.
Even the Corrs and the Cranberries were a real huge influence for me. Oh, going back in the 90s now, geez.
Hey, don't knock the 90s.
I know,
they're
I love
a great
the 90s.
Time.
So, yeah, no, I still think there's a flavour of folk in my music now.
Yeah.
It's just not as
prominent.
In your face.
And so is music sort of in your family, or are you just sort of...
No.
Nah?
Strangely enough,
okay.
No. My mum has a little bit of musical talent in her family, in her her side of the family.
Yeah.
My dad plays banjo.
There you go. That's
a little bit. He'd kill me if I said that. He probably doesn't play that well. But no, I'm really the only musician in the family.
That's pretty interesting because usually, you know, there's a long line of family members that have music in their blood, but...
Yeah, no, just me.
You're kicking it off.
I'm kicking it off for the new generation.
Yeah, very nice. Now, you mentioned an EP for next year. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so the EP for next year, we're still kind of working out what tracks are going to be on it and what we're going to be doing. It'll definitely have the single on it.
Yeah.
But we're not going to make any decisions with the EP until December.
Okay.
But it's going to be kind of upbeat. It'll have... I've actually recorded a whole album.
Oh, wow.
Already. And we're going to release it as an EP first, kind of test the waters a little bit, and then release it as a full album mid to late next year. But I'm really excited about getting it out there and having everyone hear it and let me know what they think of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you basically just have to choose the tracks now, or is there a chance that you'll add some, if something comes to you between now and the release?
There will definitely be a chance to add, probably not for the EP, but for the album.
Cool.
And I've got a heap of stuff in the works that we could add to that as well, and that we've been playing live, so and that we're getting really good feedback on, so we're thinking we might, you know, tuck some of those in there as well.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow night you're playing at Clare Castle.
I am.
In Rathdown Street in Carlton. Tell us a little bit about that. When's it all kick off and stuff?
So it's actually it's called the Wax Lyrical, and it's part of the Australian Songwriters Association. They hold an afternoon.
Cool.
And it is kicking off at around 4, and I'll be playing around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I'm playing as part of a quartet. Not a full band, but we've got my drummer Berger on the cajon, you know, the little drum stool. So he'll be on a cajon rather than a drum kit. My guitarist, Brooke Taylor, and we'll have Nick on keyboard. So it'll be like a real acoustic version of all the tracks.
Excellent. Do you usually play with quite a few other musicians, or do you usually sometimes just do this the acoustic thing by yourself?
Oh no, we do a bit of both. Yeah? I've got a full 5-piece band.
Oh cool.
Which is, they're awesome to play with. And I also do a lot of acoustic duo stuff with my guitarist Brooke Taylor. But we can pretty much do any format.
Yeah.
The songs hold up. They're quite poppy and upbeat, so they hold up in acoustic or full band.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, plans for 2012, obviously, yes. It's going to be a massive year.
Huge.
EP and the album,
yes.
Probably in the same year, yeah?
Same year, yeah.
Excellent. And what other sort of hopes and aspirations do you have for the rest of next year?
I would love to go to Asia.
Oh, okay.
That's my one big thing, my milestone thing for next year is to set up some networks in Asia to be able then tour late 2012, early 2013.
Excellent. There's a huge pop market
in Asia.
There
is a huge pop market over there. And I think that they really embrace international artists that come over. And
yeah, definitely.
It just seems like a really cool vibe.
Japan as well is massive for the Aussies.
It's huge, isn't it?
Got to head to Japan.
Amazing. Like, people can be absolute nobodies in Melbourne.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're massive
huge
over there.
In Japan. A friend was telling me a story, actually, off the subject, but they were walking. I think my drummer was telling me this story. He went to Japan and they had the Beatles. It was just like a mock Beatles band, and they were getting mobbed.
Really?
And they were just like fake.
Just a cover
Beatles.
Band.
Yeah, cover band. They were absolutely getting mobbed. So crazy.
Love it. Now you're going to play us an acoustic track.
Yes.
In a moment. We've got a couple of announcements we'll get through while you set up for that. But before we get into that, I want to stump you with, everyone knows I'm going to ask it. It's our mission statement question. I read out our mission statement as a community broadcaster.
Yes.
And then get you to come up with a mission statement for you as a musician, what you hope to achieve. So here we go. Joy 94.9 is a volunteer-based community radio station providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. What is Emmy Bryce's mission statement? Doesn't have to be that precise, by the way.
It doesn't have to be that long. Look, Emmy Bryce's mission statement is to have fun and to embrace everyone around you, regardless of their differences, and to just have fun.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Love it. Excellent. Well, the latest single, Every Star is a Setting Sun to Someone, is available online now. And if you want some more info on Emmy Bryce, just head to
Website.
EmmyBryce.com. Beautiful. Love a website. Usually everyone just sort of directs to Facebook now, but I like it that you've still
got
a website.
I like my website, yeah.
Excellent. EmmyBryce.com. Fantastic. And the gig, one last time, the plug for that, tomorrow at Clare Castle in Rathdown Street, Carlton. You're on from about 5:30.
Yeah.
Rock up at about 4. It's going to be a nice arvo, so get
beautiful.
Into it.
Absolutely.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.